Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's our Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Tuesday, November 29th. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in Soggy, New York, and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So one of the things we like to do on this show is give the listeners some helpful life tips. So here's one. You ready? If you're currently searching for a job and you finally get that interview, do not, I repeat, do not rob the interviewer. That's bad practice. Well, Shogo Takeda of Japan should have tuned in to today's show. He was interviewed by the president of a company, and when the interview was over, the president noticed his wallet was gone, along with 50,000 yen, which I think is like $8. So, they caught the guy, they caught Shogo, because the president, the interviewer, well, he had his resume that had his name, phone number, and home address on it. When asked why he did it, he said, "I wanted to work for that company, but since I haven't got the job, I needed the money." So there's your helpful life tip for today. Let's get to today's headlines. First, before any states have begun their recounts, Jill Stein already feels she's been successful. And that's because she's raised more money for the Green Party in the last 5 days than she did during her 6 months as their presidential candidate. But is she really driving this force behind the recount movement? Or is there somebody else steering this with perhaps an 86-year-old backseat driver? Also, veterans are flocking to Hampshire College with their flags and their pride in tow, even though the college president is standing behind his students' decision to remove all American flags from campus. We'll tell you why you can't take anything that happens at Hampshire College seriously. And the battle between Team Romney and Team Rudy is growing more fierce by the day, since President-elect Donald Trump and his transition team are having a hard time deciding who to tap for the Secretary of State role. We have, here at the Rhino Report, felt our obligation to come up with a few ways to help Donald Trump make up his mind. All that, plus the identity of the Ohio State University attacker is now known, and none of us are surprised. The price is right for Donald Trump as he names his nominee for the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And Australia has turned away thousands of refugees from terrorist hotbed nations. But guess who's agreed to take them in? We have a lot to get through today, but first let's kick the show off the same way we always do. With a salute to our country, with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to get to today. Some things we didn't get to yesterday, we'll do it today. But in the meantime, check out rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com. New article by Robert going up after the show. It's going to be called Free Speech. Maybe we'll get some more nice Craigslist responses from that one. Also, sign up for the newsletter on rhinoreport.com. Check out the old episodes there. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. Also on Gab, at Rhino on Air. And Facebook. Facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. Hang in there, guys. We have a lot to do today. We'll be right back.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
QL1, this is Control.
Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the show. I just scared the pants off myself. I have Gab open up on the computer, and when you get, like, a notification, it does this ribbit in your ear. And with the headphones on, I almost jumped out of the chair. So we got to close Gab down for the show, just so you guys know that. Big shout-outs to everyone listening right now, Red Nation Rising Radio, Streaming Talk Radio, and KLRN Radio. And we have a new affiliate to welcome. They're going to carry our weekend show, WNJC, 1360 AM out of the Philadelphia area. So they may not hear this, but they'll hear us on the weekend show, as many of you already do. So before the show, and this has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about today, I noticed that in the building next door to where I am right now, they were getting some food delivery a little bit late here, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, you get food 11:30, 12 o'clock, but whatever. I'm not going to judge. I'll eat whenever. But they're getting the food delivered. The delivery guy is driving a legit work van. There's ladders on the top of this thing. Would you eat delivery from a work van? I mean, I don't know. Show up in like a Prius or something, not a work van. I would throw that right in the garbage, right in the garbage. All right, so we got to talk about these wildfires. This is getting ridiculous. Hopefully they are getting some of this rain here in New York in the Northeast. Very, very rainy today. Windy, it's going to be for the next few days. Hopefully down in Tennessee and all these in South Carolina, just tons and tons of these bad wildfires. The Great Smoky Mountains, I got to tell you, it's a beautiful area. Absolutely beautiful. The people are amazing. Put aside the moonshiners and the ginseng, it's a great area. You have to, if you ever have a chance to go visit it, you have to go do it, if there's anything left. But I guess Gatlinburg, they had evacuations, and Park Vista, Pigeon Forge, which I believe is where Dollywood is. That's Dolly Parton's theme park down there. They get like 3 million visitors a year. They get a lot there. But so if you're in that area, you got to get out. They're saying the rain, they're getting a little bit of rain, it might help. And that's a good thing. But if you're in any of these areas and they're telling you to leave, don't stay and think you're going to put the fire out with your garden hose. It's not going to happen. Don't think you're going to water your roof. Don't do any of that. Just get out of there. Get out of there as fast as you can. You know, they're having a tough time, and one of the people who's one of the officials in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, they're saying that they've been in federal service for 25 years, and they fought wildfires out in California and Arizona and everywhere else, and they're having a tough time with this one. And I can tell you, I've been to both places. I've spent a lot of time in both places, and the terrain is much, much different. When you go out west, there's not a ton of ground cover, all right, that you have to battle through. When you're in the east, it is so wet here. We get so much rain that you have a lot of ground cover, and ground cover that doesn't necessarily need a lot of light to grow. A lot of areas have big, tall trees, and there's nothing on the ground. Well, it's a little different in the Smoky Mountains and in the Adirondacks and the White Mountains and the Green Mountains. A lot of ground cover. And that makes it very, very hard to be dragging equipment through there. There's little ditches and ravines you could never see because you think it's a small plant, but it winds up being a 20-foot bush. I mean, it's very, very tough. So that's why they're having a tough time. It's very rugged, too. They're not huge mountains. You're talking 3,000, 4,000 feet. Not huge, but very, very rugged. So, you know, our thoughts and our prayers and our hearts go out to everybody fighting these fires and those in the way of it. Just be safe. So far, no deaths. A couple of minor injuries, but no deaths. Hopefully it stays that way. If you want to help, you can text Red Cross, REDCROSS, to 90999. And you can make a donation there to the Red Cross. Like I said, rain is on its way. So that's a good thing. Over the last 3 or 4 months, I guess they've had like 10 to 15 inches below normal for rainfall here in the Northeast, on Long Island in particular. We sit on an aquifer. So when we have a drought, it doesn't necessarily affect us that much. Very shallow-rooted plants. We have a very high water table here. We've been in drought condition here for a long time. Once in a while, a little brush fire out in the Pine Barrens, but that's about it. But some of these areas, they really rely on that rain, and they're just not getting it. Just not getting it. South Carolina, I mean, it's all over these fires. So just be careful. And if you want to help, text Red Cross to 90999. And we'll be thinking about all of you. So yesterday, one of the things we started the show with, of course, was what was going on at Ohio State University. And this caught everybody's attention. Really, the only thing in the news cycle right now is the transition stuff. Who's Donald Trump talking to? Who's he going to pick? Who's he not going to pick? Who's mad? Who's fighting? Who's this? Who's that? That's kind of been dominating the news cycle for the last few days. So they couldn't wait to tell us that there was an active shooter on the campus of Ohio State University. In fact, even the Ohio State, the Buckeye Alert System on Twitter said active shooter on campus, run, hide, fight. And they gave the location of such. Well, we learned later on, just a few hours later, really, that it was not an active shooter. It was an active driver and stabber is what wound up happening here. This guy jumps the curb. And now there are reports that somebody might have pulled the fire alarm in one of the buildings there so that there were more people than usual on the sidewalk. That has not been confirmed, but there are people saying that. Right now, 11 injured. Two of them are from stab wounds. Nine are from the car hitting them. So he hits them with the car, gets out, starts stabbing people. And then we find out later on that it's this Abdul Razak Ali Artan is his name. He's a Somalian, and he's praised Alaki, Anwar Alaki, as a hero on his social media. No one seems to be all out denying any tie to terrorism. The term lone wolf, again, is being thrown around because we don't want to acknowledge the fact that, you know, ISIS has a lot of influence here, whether it be on social media or the internet in general. They have a lot of influence. And I don't know that we can necessarily call this stuff lone wolf anymore. See, lone wolf to me is a guy in the basement and goes, you know what? I don't like A, B, and C. I'm going to go out and do something about it. That's a lone wolf to me. Somebody that's inspired by, listens to the teachings of, that's not a lone wolf. That's their reach. That's the reach that these terrorist networks have. But we're starting to see CNN, first one, lone wolf. Lone wolf, they love it. They love the term. In fact, this guy, this Artan, he was interviewed by Ohio State's newspaper, The Lantern. And he says that since he's a Muslim, he wasn't sure how it would be perceived if he was praying around campus, and he was kind of scared. So he was setting this whole thing up, setting it all up. Luckily, there was a police officer, campus police, right there, and took care of this thing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Ohio State is one of those campuses where students, regardless of their permit status, cannot carry a weapon. Maybe they'll be rethinking that, because it's only because this officer was so close that he was able to neutralize the situation. Had they had to respond, it could have been many, many more injured. Thank God he was there. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk about what's going on at Hampshire College and why should we even really care? Kind of a bogus school to begin with, and I'll tell you why. We took a look at their website. They're not going to like what we have to say about it. Plus, what's Trump's take on burning the flag? He has something to say about it, too. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance.
It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
When you really want Italian food, really good Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Why? Well, here's a couple of reasons. Value. You get a lot for your money along with a load of deliciousness. You're not eating corporate food. Columbo's is family-owned and faithful to their long-held family recipes. We're talking service that's never falling. You'll never get, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'll be your server tonight." Please. Jazz every night. Sizzling steaks. Luscious fish entrees. Yummy Italian specialties. And the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, I will. Value. Deliciousness. Italian family specialties. Friendly service. Columbo's. Yes! That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Now, just to finish up on what happened at Ohio State University yesterday, it's worth noting that all of the ISIS propaganda over the last few months has been indicating to use a vehicle or to use a knife in these attacks, and that's exactly what we saw not long ago, a few weeks ago. I think it was right before the election. NYPD and I believe the Department of Homeland Security, they arrested a guy who was plotting to use a car or a van in Times Square and mow people down. So this is what they've called for, and this is what they're doing. We saw it in Nice, France, with that attack, with that box truck, that horrific, horrific attack on their Bastille Day. So you can't call it a lone wolf if they're acting upon orders. It's a term we use to say, you know what, we can't really stop it. We can't stop a lone wolf. They're hiding in their basements. They're wearing tinfoil hats. They just come at every corner. No, we can stop it. If we can stomp out ISIS, we stop a lot of this. Because the attacks they're doing are the attacks they're being told to do. But CNN, MSNBC, the alphabet, lone wolf, can't stop it. Also worth noting that the leaders of the Muslim organizations around Ohio State University are saying, let's not jump to any conclusions. Let's not jump to any conclusions, of course. Far be it from them to call somebody out and denounce this horrific activities that are going on by these people. Terrible. All right. Let's move a little bit to the northeast and talk about Massachusetts, and specifically Hampshire College in Massachusetts. They decided that the students, they don't want the flag flying. No more American flag on the college campus. They took them all down. The president, Jonathan Lash, he's okay with it. He's taking the students' side. If they don't want it, we don't have to have it. And that's the kind of school Hampshire College is. Now, if I'm not mistaken, it's one of those schools that doesn't give out grades. You just kind of show up. And if you show up enough, maybe you get this piece of paper after 4 years or 6 years or whatever, however many years it takes to pseudo-graduate from Hampshire College. They have no football, no football team. They have no hockey team, no baseball team, no fun. No fun. A men's and women's basketball team, a men's and women's soccer team, and a men's and women's cross-country team. Now, why am I bringing that up? Not just because I'm a sports fan, but because we learn from the Matrix, the sports fan Matrix, that we went over, I guess, about a month ago, that these activities fall into the leftward area of the spectrum. You're left of center if you're a basketball fan, for the most part. You're left of center if you're a soccer fan, by a wide majority, according to the Matrix. And even wider if you like watching cross-country running. Who the heck likes watching cross-country running? It's like watching paint dry. So $65,000 a year it costs to not get grades and not watch a football team at Hampshire College. The veterans showed up. They're there with the flags, and they're honking, and they're cheering. You know, they may have taken down, what, 6 flags on campus? Now there's 600 flags around the campus. 600. Now, Donald Trump, you know, well, before we get to that, I want to tell you this. Let's keep going about Hampshire College. I had to go to the website. I had to look for myself. What is this place all about? Is this the breeding ground for the snowflake? So I went to the academics page on their website. And it says, at Hampshire, you'll take responsibility for your own education, customize your curriculum, and move beyond the boundaries of disciplines and departments. We call this your academic concentration. Yeah, well, we used to call majors your academic concentration. You were majoring, your concentration was in business or finance or whatever. Art history, who cares? At least it was a concentration. And at the end of this whole spiel, it says, consider your work from a non-Western perspective. This is on the Hampshire College website. Would you pay $65,000 a year to send your kid here? Not a chance. Not a chance. Would never happen. All right. Crazy. Hampshire College. Whoever thought they'd be in the news? No football, no baseball, no hockey, no Greek life, nothing. It's not even going to college. It's like going to your grandma's house. Terrible. Well, Donald Trump thinks if they burn the flag, there should be consequences. Perhaps loss of citizenship or a year in jail. You know, while I don't disagree, I think we can all agree that that can't happen. Even Justice Scalia even upheld burning the flag, as much as it must have hurt him to do that. And it hurts all of us to say that does fall under the First Amendment. We'll keep talking about this when we come back. Plus, we'll talk about Jill Stein and her abacus and checkbooks and how that's working out for her, and who might be steering that car. I don't think it's the Green Party. They're too busy not having fun at Hampshire College. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's
Hawaiian Hotel. Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. You can check out all the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, as well as rhinoreport.com. And as I said, we'll have a new article called Free Speech up there by Robert just as soon as this show ends, because I can't multitask that well. You know, I'm still getting Cyber Monday emails. I have unsubscribed to everything. Anyone that emailed me yesterday, you got unsubscribed. Every single one of you. So, if I don't respond, that's why. And I'm still getting them. I'm still getting them. It's not over. Cyber Monday's not over. It's Terrible Tuesday and Waffle Wednesday and... Ugh, terrible. Horrible. All right. You know, going back to Hampshire College for just a second, because I can't let this go. If my parents told me, you know what? We're going to pay for school for you, but you have to go to Hampshire College, I tell them, forget it. Forget it. I'll get a job. I'm not going there. What do they do for fun there? Sit around and talk about how much the world owes them? Like, what do? I guess take down flags. So Donald Trump says, he tweets out because no one has taken his Twitter away yet. He says, nobody should be allowed to burn the flag. If they do, there must be consequences, perhaps loss of citizenship or year in jail. Yeah, I agree. Let's make it 5 years in jail. Hell, let's make it 20 years in jail. It's just never going to happen. I mean, I'm with you here. And the left goes nuts. They go nuts. You can't say that. That's free speech. You can't say that. Totally forgetting that Hillary Clinton sponsored a bill in 2005 that would have made it a crime to burn the flag. Totally ignoring that fact. The Flag Protection Act, which she co-sponsored, one of the three bills she co-sponsored as her, you know, tremendous 8 years as a New York State senator. When she wasn't busy making sure there were no jobs in Northern New York, she's sponsoring, co-sponsoring bills like rename post office and things like that. Yeah, really, really productive. Mother Jones, they say, a terrifying sign of how he may crack down on dissident during his administration, even if it means trampling the Constitution in the process. That was their response to Donald Trump's tweet. Well, if anyone would know about trampling the Constitution, Mother Jones would be the one. They would be the one. So, none of that's going to happen, although it's fun. Fun fodder. Fun fodder. Some fun at Hampshire College for once. All right. Jill Stein. We got to talk about this. Jill Stein, she has this recount thing going. They're going to recount in Wisconsin and in Michigan and Pennsylvania. It's like a bad Howard Dean thing. So they're going to recount. You're talking a lot of votes. Wisconsin, Trump is leading by 22,000 votes. Michigan, which just got certified today, almost 11,000. And Pennsylvania, which is going to be a near impossibility to get a recount there. Trump is up by almost 71,000 votes. This is purely, purely a fundraising stunt for the Green Party. And these people on the left, they are just way too blind to realize it. You think you're going to recount three states? I mean, she would need to win all three. And that's assuming you can even get a recount done in Pennsylvania. In fact, some people are saying that the deadline passed a week ago. They have to get three people notarizing these affidavits from all 9,000 election districts to now get a recount done. Not going to happen. This is all to raise money for her party because she only raised like $3.5 million over the 6 months she was their candidate, which is not very good, even for a third, fourth, or fifth party candidate. Not a good number. So they wanted $1.5 million initially. They set this website up to recount Wisconsin, make sure it's fair. Even the officials in Wisconsin have said there's no shenanigans here, no hacking, no evidence of. Computer experts have said that, whatever. So $1.5 million on the website. And it says in the bottom of the page, it says, we can only pledge that we will demand recounts in Wisconsin and Michigan and support the voter-initiated effort in Pennsylvania. And then it goes on, if we raise more than what's needed, the surplus will go towards election integrity efforts and to promote voting system reform. This is what we did with our surplus in 2004. You know, when you get like 0.5% of the vote, what surplus do you have? You would think you'd spend all of it just to get that much. This is going nowhere. And everyone's losing their little minds about it. It's going nowhere. The electors are going to go on December 19th, and they're going to vote. And Donald Trump will be sworn in on January 20th of 2017. That's what's going to happen. This is totally a money grab. Already she's raised $6.5 million, twice what she raised during her candidacy. Now, she was questioned today if George Soros pledged any money to her. And, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe yes. I don't know. $45. She couldn't answer. This whole thing is being steered by Hillary and George Soros. See, there was this theory out there that Hillary and Donald had this sort of a pact. And I wasn't going to bring this up, but it's gotten a lot of attention on social media, so we'll address it for half a second. I know some shows have addressed this for weeks. It's not worth that kind of time. But there is this theory that there was a pact. She would go away, concede the election, not cause any troubles for Donald Trump, and in turn, he would make sure that nobody goes after her later on. Prosecution, special prosecutor, AG. That was supposedly the pact. And if that was the pact, if you got your get-out-of-jail-free card for all of the terrible things and the criminal things you've done in your life, why would you then throw your hat into Jill Stein's corner and also support a recount? She may have just thrown that card in the garbage. And I'm fine with that. I don't care. Prosecutor, throw her in jail. I don't care. The Clintons are done anyway. They're done. never to be heard from again. You'll have Chelsea run for that 17th district of New York City. That'd be it. She has no weight. No one's going to say, oh, Chelsea Clinton. No one cares. It's not going to matter. They are done. Their goose is cooked. Even Reince Priebus, he says this thing's, it's crazy. He says it's nuts. We're calling to bring our country together, and here they are trying to divide us. Not to mention the fact that it was all the rage to say Donald Trump wouldn't accept the results. But here Hillary Clinton is doing the same thing. She said he was a threat to democracy if he would not accept the results. Well, who's the threat to democracy now? The one we always knew it was. Hillary Clinton and the Loony Left. That could be a TV show. Maybe we'll produce that. Hillary Clinton and the Loony Left. All right. When we come back, we have a lot more to get to. We'll give Donald Trump some advice about how to pick his Secretary of State.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger. The original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. So this recount, no, it's not going to work. Maybe they'll pick up 400 votes here or 500 votes there. It's a waste. And it's not, you know, the whole deal is that they have to pay for it. But there is tax money being used, too. You just supplement it with the money. So she needed $1.5 million or $1 million, whatever it was, to get the recount going in Wisconsin. But that just supplements the cost. This is all being funded, a big portion of it, from the taxpayer of Wisconsin, of Michigan, of Pennsylvania, if it even gets that far, which I don't think it will. Even Hillary Clinton's attorney said there's no actionable evidence of voter fraud or hacking. Well, I mean, there's probably plenty on their side. They just didn't do enough of it. But none on the Republican side. Why she would decide to go in with Jill Stein on this and throw away her get-out-of-jail-free card is beyond me. It's just another in a long list, a long line of bad decisions made by Hillary Clinton. Just go away. Lose like a man or lose like a woman, whatever. You lost. You're done. No, gonna keep at it. And there are Trump supporters who were mad. They were mad that he had come out and said, you know what, listen, I don't want to hurt her. I don't want to hurt the family. It's not my number one priority. And people were saying, no, you said, we were saying, lock her up at the rallies. And you said, yeah, we're going to lock her up. And then he comes out and says, I don't know about that. Well, now we can turn around and do it. Now we can turn around and say, hey, you know what, fine. Jeff Sessions, go get her. Go get her, slugger. All right. What else do we got here? We got a lot of stuff to get to. Trump back at the grind. He's going to meet tonight with Mitt Romney. They're going to have a little dinner. They're going to have a little dinner date, Mitt Romney and Donald Trump. This is the second time Romney has been, the first time was in New Jersey, and now they're meeting in New York City. See, I'd have a nice dinner with Romney, a nice steak dinner. Sit him down. Hey, Mitt, how'd you like your steak? He goes, oh, Donald, great. Great steak. And Donald should be like, yeah, that's a Trump steak. Get out of here. I hate the idea of Mitt Romney as Secretary of State. I hate it. Terrible idea. But apparently, I got bad news for you. I think that's the way it's going to go. I really do. I really think he's going to pick Mitt Romney. And I think that would be Donald Trump's first not-so-hot decision. That's what I'm thinking. He called him a con man. He calls him a phony. You even had Trump surrogates out. Kellyanne Conway. She's out saying that, listen, you got to listen to the base, the people that propped you out, the people that voted for you and came out for you. While this guy could do nothing but denigrate you. You got to support your base. Give them something. Give them some red meat. I don't know if Jeff Sessions is the red meat pick that the base, you know, can really sink their teeth into. Maybe. But Romney, to give him this position would be an absolute disaster because he's not going to follow Donald Trump's foreign policy. He's going to follow Mitt Romney's foreign policy and do the things he was never able to do because he gave up in 2012. He should have had that election in the bag. In the bag. And he gave up. Nowhere to be found. So, what else do we have? We have Gingrich. Gingrich is out there saying they would be enormously disappointed if he chooses Romney. And these are people close to Donald Trump. There were rumors that Trump was not happy that Kellyanne Conway voiced her opinion on the Sunday morning shows about how Trump should not pick Romney. And they kind of washed that over and said, no. He gave me license to say whatever I want. She's not in the administration. So Gingrich, you know, Gingrich is a guy. You take a guy like Newt Gingrich and a guy like Rudy Giuliani. They were there from the absolute beginning. Beginning. They advised you during your campaign. They advised you on what to say, what not to say, how to act, who to wave to, who to smile to, who to call up on stage. Every part of his campaign. They had advice in. So why stop taking it now? That would not be a great decision. Even Governor Mike Huckabee. He's not on board. And this guy, you know, listen, Huckabee seems like a really nice guy. He says like he can't, you think he can't say a bad word about anybody. But he says plenty about Mitt Romney. So, Trump's making more picks, though. Some of the smaller stuff, Elaine Chao. She's going to be the transportation secretary. She did that same position for George W. Bush from 2001 to 2009. Also worth noting that she's the wife of Senator Mitch McConnell, in case you didn't know that. She's the second Asian-American woman to be a member of Trump's cabinet. Of course, the first being Nikki Haley, who's of Indian descent, if that means anything to you. And then Tom Price. Tom Price was tabbed today for the Health and Human Services Secretary. He's the one who's going to have to deal with the Obamacare. This is not a position that I would necessarily, you know, covet here. This is going to be a tough one. Going to be a lot of eyes on you. Going to be a lot of scrutiny. Now, the Senate and the House, they have to do the repeal part of it. They got to hold up their end of the bargain. And then, you know, Representative Price here, Secretary Price soon to be, going to have to deal with the replace portion of this. And that's not going to be easy. You know, do you take away some of the incentives from the middle class to get affordable health insurance? Do you take away the mandate? What do you do? How do you mold this so people who have it now under Obamacare can keep it, and those who lost it can get it back? I do not envy the job he has. I really don't. But I think he's going to do a great job. He's been a big critic of Obamacare. Hopefully, he has some better ideas in mind. He's presented a few. Some sound okay, but it's all what you can get past and how quickly you do it. Because in 2 years, who knows? You have the House, you have the Senate, you got to do what you got to do now. You got to start pushing things through quickly. You got the mandate. All right, when we come back, let's talk about some refugees that Australia rejected. guess who's taking them in?
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. If you need more proof that President Obama is the most lawless president this country's probably ever had, I got it right here for you. Got it right here. 79 more people got their sentences commuted this week by President Obama. That brings the grand total to 1,023 people, more than his 11 predecessors combined. He's going to border on 1,100 people pretty soon. And most of them are drug offenders or firearms violations that had some relation to drug crimes. Some of them, actually a good portion of them, were even serving life sentences. We're not talking about the kid here who gets caught with a bag of weed in his pocket and gets some harsh sentence for his first-time offense. We're not talking about that. We're talking about habitual offenders. Most of these people, it's not their first crime. It's very, very hard, unless you kill somebody, to get a life sentence on your first crime. Very hard to do that. A lot of these are lifers. Lawlessness. That's what this president promotes. It's inexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable that he gets to commute the sentences of this many people. And it's going to be more. It's going to be way more. If they complete a little drug treatment program, they get to go free. Just complete it. That's all. Don't serve your debt to society. Complete a little drug treatment program and you can go free. Have at it. I will bet you 80% reoffend. Easy. 80% recidivism. All right. One more thing let's get to today. So Australia, there's a boat sitting off of Australia, and it's got refugees from Iran, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, people who are coming from terrorist hotspots. And they want to get these refugees into Australia. And Australia just says, nope, turn the boat around, not going to dock here. And they're good at doing that. Australia turns people away all the time. It's a very, very hard place to become a citizen of. If you overstay your visa there for 30 seconds, they come round you up and throw you out. If you try pulling a boat up to their docks, they intercept you, they hand you a bag lunch, and they turn you around. That's what they do. That's really what we should do. They should be our immigration model. But not to worry, this boat full of refugees, they're going to pull up to the United States pretty soon. Obama has said that he's going to take them in, and in fact, the State Department has already signed an agreement to allow these refugees into the U.S. behind closed doors and is working, this according to townhall.com, is working with the United Nations on getting this done. Once again, we're letting the United Nations run our policy. This is why I have time after time after time. We need to get out of the U.N. They do nothing for us. Nothing. We pay billions and billions of dollars. They do nothing for us. And now they're using their influence, along with an outgoing State Department, to let in refugees from terrorist hotspots. It's going to get worse. There's 2 months left. It's going to get worse. There's going to be more rules, more regulations, more executive orders, more refugees. It's going to happen. Get ready. Get ready. It's going to happen. It already is. I want out of the UN yesterday. Yesterday. All right, remember to check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com, all the old episodes. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out the new article by Robert going up right now. Going up right now. But as always, a big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please be safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of your day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.
CRN did.